From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says G7 leaders meeting in Germany face difficult challenges on issues including Russia's aggression in Ukraine, violent extremism, and climate change. Luis Ramirez is traveling with the president.
President Obama got a warm welcome from German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The two toured Krün, an alpine village near the Schloss Elmo luxury spa resort, site of the G7 summit, before getting down to work. In the two leaders' meeting, talks focused largely on how to move forward after a year of sanctions has failed to stop Russia's channeling of weapons and personnel to separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine. U.S. officials say Mr. Obama and Ms. Merkel agreed that an extension of sanctions should be clearly linked to Russia's full implementation of its agreements to withdraw from Ukraine and respect its sovereignty. Luis Ramirez at the G7 summit in Germany.
Turkey's election Sunday resulted in the ruling party losing its majority in parliament. The vote is seen as a setback for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's effort to rewrite the country's constitution to create a presidential democracy. With 99% of the votes tallied, Mr. Erdogan's Islamic-rooted Justice and Development Party was set to get a plurality of about 41% of the vote, but that is lower than the 50% it got 4 years ago. Iraqi forces advanced on the town of Baiji on Sunday in a bid to reclaim the area from the Islamic State. Military officials say government troops gained ground overnight. IS forces have targeted oil production sites in Iraq and Syria, using the revenue from sales to fund their operations. This is VOA News. Airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition in the Yemeni capital Sunday killed at least 44 people, including civilians. The bombings targeted the headquarters of Yemen's armed forces in rebel-held Sana'a. The attacks come 1 week before the scheduled start of peace talks between rival political factions. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has sealed an agreement with Bangladesh to exchange tiny enclaves where thousands of people from both countries have been trapped for decades. Anjana Pasricha reports.
About 50,000 people have been living in miserable conditions in the more than 160 enclaves for decades. Now each country will administer the enclaves in its territory, and their residents will be allowed to choose where they want to live. This will enable them to gain legal access to public services, such as schools and hospitals, for the first time. The land boundary agreement solves a problem that has lingered on since colonial days. After signing the pact in Dhaka, Prime Minister Modi compared the agreement with the dismantling of the Berlin Wall. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Saudi Arabia's top court upheld a 10-year prison sentence and 1,000 lashes for a blogger convicted of insulting Islam. Despite appeals from human rights organizations and the United States, Raif Badawi received the first of 50 lashes earlier this year. The 31-year-old father of three was arrested in 2012. He is accused by Saudi authorities of apostasy and undermining security through an online forum he started. British official Captain Nick Cook-Priest says as many as 500,000 people in Libya are thinking about crossing the Mediterranean Sea this summer heading to Europe. On Sunday, Britain's Ministry of Defense said the warship HMS Bulwark was dispatched to rescue at least 500 migrants. Also Sunday, an Italian Coast Guard ship carrying 316 migrants from three separate operations off Libya's coast docked at an Italian port. Intense fighting is raging in northeastern Afghanistan, where officials say a counteroffensive is underway to retake control of a remote district Taliban insurgents captured Saturday. The United Nations Sunday said the conflict is resulting in thousands of people being killed or wounded. Israel's military says it has carried out an airstrike in the Gaza Strip in response to a rocket fired into southern Israel. No casualties were reported on either side. A militant group has claimed responsibility for firing a rocket at Ashkelon, a city about 10 kilometers from Gaza. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.